right, here we go. For immunity and reward. Survivors ready. Go!
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivors Ready Podcast. My name is Adam, and you're listening to the podcast where myself, Fatty, and a bunch of other experts get together and discuss Survivor. And I am joined by Fatty himself. Hello, Mr. Fatty.
Hi!
And our expert for the evening is going to be...
Ladies and gentlemen, for tonight's performance, playing the part of Evan Ayers is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
I love the smell of a blind side in the morning.
Oh, yes. Just a taste of a blind side.
Did someone say that? Did someone say that on this most recent episode, or?
Oh, no, I just said that.
Okay. Okay. I was going to say, because I literally just watched this episode.
Oh,
and because I was in Chicago, and what? They don't get television in Chicago.
There was a picture of you and T. Wiggles eating dinner somewhere.
Yeah, I was with Tom and Terry on Friday night, but I had a conference, and so I was there from Tuesday evening, and I came back on Saturday morning. Well, no, Saturday afternoon. So.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So I hung out with them on Friday night. We had a lovely dinner. We went to Valare. It was an Italian.
Valare.
Yeah, it was an Italian restaurant that apparently that Tom and Terry know the entire. They know the owner. They know the waiters. They know the waitresses. They know the bartenders.
Let me ask this question. You say it's an Italian restaurant?
An Italian. I didn't say Italian. I said Italian.
Do they?
Yes.
I bet you. Now, maybe this is a topic of conversation that we can get an answer for by the end of next week. By the way, Adam, the display boxes of the Pride 48 memorabilia are fabulous behind you, especially the year that you collected the toilet paper. And... he has these shadow boxes. He has these shadow boxes behind him of all the different Pride 48 events, and there's a little toilet paper sitting in one of them.
No.
Well, he told that story about reaching down to, anyway.
I spilled some valve oil, and I was trying to clean it up, and...
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
No, literally, do you see...
Ew!
No, you probably don't see it, but do you see there is a trumpet right here?
Uh-huh.
You see that? That's a trumpet. I can just reach behind me and get...
Oh, Miss Bacon has joined us this evening.
Anyway,
also.
And I
Hi, Miss Bacon.
And I was trying to lube it up. The trumpet.
Yeah, here we go.
And I spilled some valve oil.
Walks in the room, and the first thing she hears is, "You see my trumpet? I tried to lube it up."
Okay. I tried to lube it up, and I have a bathroom right across from me, and it was much. We don't have paper towels upstairs, and so I would have had to go all the way downstairs. And anyway,
I try to keep some tissue when I lube it up too. It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I normally prefer paper towels, but you know.
Or a rag of some sort, washable rag.
So anyway, I was in Chicago.
Anyway, about Chicago eating the Italian restaurant, I was wondering, what did you have at the Italian restaurant? Other than Morgan says, you had a rusty trombone.
Interesting. Okay. Interestingly, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Tom of the Tom and Terry's is a picky eater.
Yes.
And so we wanted to, they, for the appetizer, I wanted to get the polenta and it had, and he's like, and actually both Tom and Terry are like, what's polenta? And so I had to explain to them what polenta is, you know, and then Terry wanted to get the caprese salad, which is tomatoes and mushrooms. No, not mushrooms. Uh-huh. Sorry. Tomatoes and mozzarella cheese. Sorry. I got ahead of myself. Okay. Right. And so he had this weird way that he wanted it. He wanted them to chop up the tomatoes and the cheese and the basil and mix it all together. And then he wanted them to take white onions and chop white onions up and put them on there as well. So he ordered that. And then Tom, You know, we ordered the polenta.
He had bread.
No, and then they brought out the polenta. Well, the polenta had mushrooms on it.
Oh, nope. Tom's and not going to eat it if it has mushrooms.
So I was giving him some polenta because he wanted to try it. And he said, if you could just scoop underneath the mushrooms. Oh. And so I'm trying to, and there was like sliced mushrooms all over the, like cooked sliced mushrooms all over the, I'm trying to scoop under the mushrooms, you know, and give him a, anyway, it was, and then I had, I don't remember what they had. I had the gnocchi with vodka sauce.
Oh,
is what I had.
Yeah. I was wondering what I was getting at is I was wondering if they had a gourmet spaghetti sauce there also, like they'd have out there in the Walnut Hills.
Well, I don't know if it was gourmet or not. They had spaghetti.
Okay. Well,
but, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the latest episode of Italian Food Chat.
At the table with Adam and Fatty.
Okay. Anyway, it was great.
Miss Bacon says that, Tom and Terry took them to Volare also.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, and we talked,
tastes like I had Volare for dinner.
And actually, we talked about Kathy Bacon, I bet, for a good half an hour.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about
your ears
how,
burning.
No, it was about how, I don't know if her ears were burning, but it was about how wonderful she is and how hot her husband is and how wonderful Bacon Bits is. And Tom was telling me all about the whole Tyler Oakley thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and everything. And, you know, driving down there to have a Skype call with Tyler Oakley and all of that stuff. So.
Anyway, so, y'all, next time you're in. By the way, do you watch the Dancing with the Stars?
I don't.
No.
Chris?
No. Okay.
This harkens back to, but first. But last week in the audience at Dancing with the Stars, they did a quick shot and they showed Tyler and Haley in the audience from Big Brother.
Well, we love a quick shot.
Well, you know, right. I will say my phone is an Android phone. And so I have all the Google, you know, Google stuff. Right. And anytime Google decides that I'm interested in something, that's it. I have, because you have a news feed on your phone. I get everything related. So I keep getting these articles. It's like Tyler and Angela.
I said Haley, didn't
I? Yeah, I was about to say Haley, and I'm like, wait, no, Tyler's not with Haley. That's not.
No.
So I get all these articles. Tyler and Angela had their first kiss outside the house. Tyler and Angela seen holding hands. Tyler and Angela moving in together. It's like, I don't care.
Anyway. Please forgive me, Alex Lefebvre. Anyway.
I don't care about Tyler and Angela. Yeah, this is a...
But... Anyway,
Survivor podcast.
I'm with you, Chris. When in the Chicago's, please stop by and see Digger and T. Wiggles for some Tanqueray and Bombay Sapphire martinis and a trip to Volare.
Well, I'm sure.
I have breaking news. Breaking news.
Yes.
Joe from Dallas is following me on Twitter now.
Oh, wow.
Well, congratulations.
Wow. That is an accomplishment right there. Let me tell you what Joe in Dallas is going to do when he starts following you on Twitter. You're going to get direct messages from him once a month or so. He's not going to say anything at all. He's just going to send you porn. It's just about once a month. It's not every day. But about once a month, all of a sudden, you'll get four or five porn links in your direct message.
You'll see lots of kitties and puppy dogs.
I think he tries to tailor it to what you like as well.
Not
like
in the porn. The kitties and puppy dogs are not in the porn.
No. Please stop talking about kitty porn, Big Fatty.
No. So, Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah. We had
first
a week.
First of all, Chris, we're delighted you're with us tonight. You got to listen to our Survivor Savant, self-proclaimed Survivor Savant, yeah. Evan Ayers last week. What was your take on his savantness?
I was very, very impressed with Evan Ayers, the Survivor Savant. I'm afraid, though, that especially on your little show on Friday, you told everybody that he was going to be back on tonight. So now everybody's going to be disappointed. I'm disappointed he's not on.
We weren't sure. So, and I did say, and Chris, you come on over there too. So they would be expecting you also. And Larkin says that he thought he was amazing.
He was, in fact. I very much enjoyed listening.
So I talked to Joe.
Quite the looker too.
I talked to Joe Batanz, and Joe Batanz said, "Oh my God, Evan was so nervous," and you couldn't tell at all. But like, we didn't know at all. But Joe's like, "Oh my God, Evan was so nervous that, you know." And I'm like, "Oh, please." He knew more than both of us combined about Sarah. We're
so
like
nervous that he was going to say, "Oh my God, they're so stupid."
We're like, "What? What were the names of so and so?" And he's like, "He knows all their names. He knows like what happens." Anyway, he did a wonderful job. But Chris, there is no comparison. It's like it's two different.
It's like Adam and me.
You're a fine cheese, and Evan's a fine wine. You know, you guys both
Evan's a bring. Okay.
You know, you guys both bring something to the dinner. A different flavor.
Chris is a fine cheese, and Evan likes to eat cheese.
There we go.
Well, if I'm going to be a fine cheese, I hope I'm as Gouda as you expect.
Okay.
So this week, I want to say, first of all, this week, Fatty, do you have any questions? Because Chris has already been on, so I think we've done the questions, right?
My only question was what he thought of Evan and his savantness.
Love him.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this week, then.
And Evan is traveling tonight, is the reason he was not here with Chris tonight.
Somebody predicted, it was probably Evan, but somebody predicted last week that we were probably going to have a merge this week.
No, it wasn't a merge.
Well, it is a merge.
It was no, it's a drop your buffs.
Some people merge together.
They become one tribe.
Okay, fine. But anyway, somebody predicted that we were going to drop buffs this week.
Well, that's because it was in the previous week's Next Time on Survivor. Drop your buffs. You know, it wasn't real hard to predict.
Somebody else predicted, or maybe the same person.
This is me.
Predicted
this.
Said, "Oh my God, they were focusing so much on what's her name's knee. Bye, her knee."
She pronounces it B.
B.
No. That was not me.
I thought it was
bye. Are you sure it's B? Anyway, whatever. So Evan predicted that she was going to, something was going to happen and she was going to go home.
Yes. Well, and so did you find it interesting that she walked in with an ace bandage around her knee? Because normally if you've got something fucked up, they don't step in and help.
Well, I guess I just thought, if she's got something
It's the first
wrong.
Thing I noticed. I went, "Whoa, wait a minute! She's got the doctor's looked has done something to her. So that's very out of character for the show."
Well, they can get medical attention, right?
Yeah, they can.
They can, but they usually have to leave the show if they do.
Well, and she did.
Well, she did. Yeah. So anyway, you know, they come on in, guys, you know, and they're all standing there in their two tribes.
May I interject one thing?
You
I apologize can. For interrupting you. The one thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned tonight, and again, I think I told you 2 weeks ago, it's been several years since I have watched Survivor, so there's a lot that I've missed. But one of the things that I noticed that they don't do anymore that they used to do back when I watched it previously is they don't have the opening theme anymore right after the last time on. You know, usually they would do the the music along with the montage with all the contestants' names and everything. They don't do that anymore. And I noticed that for two reasons. One, because that's how I learned everybody's names previous seasons. And I just like the music because they tinkered with the music every season. Every season was just a little bit different. And I always enjoyed listening to hear what was different. But they don't do that at all now.
You're correct.
So have they said why? I mean, is that something that true Survivor fans know? Evan would know.
Evan would know, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, anyway, and Evan could probably ask Alex Lefebvre to
Evan, if you can call in and let us know.
Well, next week I expect an answer to that after Evan listens to my question. I'll take my answer off the air.
You'll take it next week, right, Chris?
Yes. So thank you. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Thank you.
Yeah, but you're right. They're I think they're trying to put more content in, and you know, so be it.
So Larkin says she was checked out by the medics and she chose, and they okayed her to continue in the game, but that she chose to leave the game herself.
But my point is, I don't ever, I mean, I'm sure the medics look at a lot of different things, but I don't ever remember a bandage being, being administered, or, you know, I don't remember anything like that. Like if something got infected, they wouldn't go in there and clean it out or anything like that. You just had to kind of live with it. So, and there have been some nasty looking mosquito bites and things like
that.
Oh
yeah.
And they
always make a point of showing that stuff. And it's like
now,
swelled up and pussy.
Don't say pussy.
Make a point. Huh? What?
Go on, Fatty.
I would like to make the point that last week I said, well, do you think they might split them into three tribes?
You did. I noticed that.
And I believe our savant said, oh, no, it'll still just be two.
So what are we? Are we keeping score of who made the correct predictions for the next episode?
It's just, so I would like to say that
Fatty won.
That I out-savanted the savant.
Okay. So now everything is good. So could we out-savant Evan this week?
And Adam, what are the names of the three tribes?
I'm so glad that you asked that, Fatty, because I happen to have...
And who is on them?
I happen to have notes right here on my phone.
Oh, well, how nice. How convenient.
So, first of all, it was three. So B leaves or Bye. For some reason, I thought her name was pronounced Bye, but whatever. It doesn't. Bye, bye, bye,
bye,
B.
Bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, B, as Larkin said in the chat room. I want to give him credit for that because, you know, I don't want to steal anyone's material. But anyway, so she left. She said it was her. She didn't say it's my choice, but she said, I'm an athlete, and because of that, I have to leave. So sounds like she wanted to make sure she didn't further damage it because, you know, I'm reading between the lines here, but her saying she's an athlete, maybe that means she doesn't want to damage it further because she's got to continue being athlete after the show is over. Okay. But anyway, so
it is B, according to Larkin.
All right. Well, yeah, I know. He said that.
Okay. Thank you, Larkin.
I could have sworn it was by, but, you know, whatever. So,
I could have sworn you were by.
Well, I don't think anyone would have ever sworn that. But
no, I don't either.
Jeff said, drop your buffs, and he gave them, and they passed around the offering
tray.
Plate that had all of the plate. You know, that had all the little new buff packets or whatever they're called, sachets. That have the buffs in them.
Of buffs. Uh-huh.
And so he says, okay, everybody get one. And, you know, that'll tell you what team you're on. We're breaking into three, you know. And so then they all pull out, you know, the buffs. And the first thing I want to mention is he's like, okay, there's going to be one person that doesn't have a buff, that has an empty sachet. And so Carl, the crier, as we know, the truck driver, he's the one
truck
that doesn't get the
crier.
Yeah, he's the one that cried.
Oh, by the way, Larkin is retracting his pronunciation earlier. He's now saying it's by.
That's what I thought.
It's
but you know,
spelled by, but it's pronounced. Jeff pronounced it B. So if it's pronounced by, then Jeff.
We're gonna have to check the tape on that.
We're gonna have to get Evan to give us a definitive response on this.
Okay.
So, but anyway,
Evan, I hope you're making a list.
Some people think it's B. Some people think it's by. But anyway,
people are wrong.
So, yeah, some people are wrong. I'm looking at them right now. So anyway, so Carl is tribeless. And we find out about Carl.
He's sent to Exile Island.
He's sent to Exile Island. You know, interestingly enough, Fatty, because we mentioned, and again, I don't know who mentioned it, whether it was you or Evan. It wasn't me. But we talked about, because I think maybe it was Evan, because we're like, or maybe it was you, because you might have said, if I recall this correctly, if they split it into two and it's going to be an odd number.
Right.
Then they're going to have a person, an odd man out.
Evan's reason why it would not. Well, Evan's reason why we wouldn't go to three is because it would just create weird numbers.
So,
by the way, we're joined by Italian cuisine experts Tom and Terry.
Did they only join because I was talking about? We're done with that segment, guys.
Okay.
Anyway, so Carl is going to Exile Island, and we find out that he will join whichever team loses. A person will go home from that team, and then he will take their place.
Right.
And so they split into three. It's three teams of five, and we have purple, green, and orange. And the purple tribe is called Jebeni, or however you say that. And
are you sure it's not Jebeni?
It's J-A-B-E-N-I. I don't know.
Adam is very sure of his pronunciations.
Right.
And
if there's one thing we're sure of, it's the pronunciations of
everything. I'm not sure of that pronunciation. So, okay. So I could be wrong about that. But on that one, we have Angelina. We have Natalie. We have Mike. We have Nick. And we have Lyrsa. And then we have the green team, which is called Tiva. And on that one, we have Gabby and Christian. We have Dan, who likes Kara, Dan.
Good looking
guy. And we have John and we have Allison. John is the wrestler. Allison, I don't really know much about Allison, but she's also a Goliath. And then on the orange team, which is called Vuku, we have Kara and we have Alec, which is the cutie patootie.
Yeah.
And then we have Davey and we have Elizabeth, who's the cowboy lesbian. And we have Natalia on that
Elizabeth
one. So
cowboy lesbian. I like that.
And
I don't remember which one Davey is.
Well, Davey is black.
Yes, he's the black fella.
Okay, I know. I know who Davey is now.
And he's on the David tribe.
Yes. Okay.
So anyway, sorry for all of the black folks out there. I'm not trying to be racist, but that was the most convenient description that I could use because there are only two black gentlemen left in the game.
Maybe Bleak would have been better.
And I had already said that Carl is, on Exile Island. So
he's the crier.
He's
the black crier.
He's the crier. So the interesting thing about this, about how this worked out, is that it ended up that Goliath had the numbers on all three teams. They had called? Majority. Thank you very much. Couldn't think of that word. And there we go again. David tribe, disadvantaged. Because we've got, and it's all by luck. I mean, I don't think the producers, skewed that somehow. No, but
it was by luck.
But yeah, so Goliath. On purple we had Angelina, Natalie, and Mike that are Goliath. On green, Dan, John, and Allison. And on orange, it was Kara, Natalia, and Alec. Is he Goliath? So those were the Goliaths on the orange team. So any thoughts from either of you on that, on the tribe split there? Who was on what team?
I would not want to be a David on any of those tribes.
No, correct. And again, just to catch me up, since it's been a while since I have watched, I had never really heard about Exile Island. I've heard people talk about Redemption Island, but that's something different, right?
Exile Island is sometimes Exile Island is normally a punishment where you go away and you don't get to compete for a reward challenge, and you don't get to have you're there by yourself, and it's 2 days of not knowing what's going on in camp. So you're losing 2 days of social game, and you come back right before the immunity challenge.
And
in Survivor, Ghost, was it called Ghost Island? Whatever that one was, where
that
they
was
were,
last year.
They had, I guess it was called Ghost Island, but it was similar. They would, one person will be chosen each week to go and be on that island for a night or whatever. But the difference was they would have a chance to play for a special power
chair
or something like that.
Everybody wants to play for the special chair.
And then one time there was, or maybe more than one time, but there was a time when you were voted off, you would go to Redemption Island.
That's what I've heard about.
And then at some point in the game,
to
you'd
come
have
back
a,
into the game.
Yeah, you'd have a chance to come back into the game. So,
okay.
So they always seem to have some
Bacon
element.
Has already hung up on us. So anyway,
she hung up twice already. Yeah, she hung up once and then came back and then hung up again. So.
Okay.
Miss Baker.
I don't know. So anyway, so we kind of go to, they kind of go back to the camp. So Green, which is Teva, they're a brand new campsite. So we get, you know, we get some shots of them, and Christian is being really charismatic, and he's talking to Dan and John, and, you know, they're showing him how to use the machete to break up the bamboo, you know, to make the new hut and all that. And so they're getting along really well. And then cut to Gabby crying crying in the dark. And she's upset because she thinks that, you know, she's the low man on the totem pole now, because Christian's so charismatic, and he, you know, he doesn't he's doing so well already. And she said she just does not do well around Goliaths, basically, or around people who are really, I don't know, athletic, Goliath-y, you know, whatever that is. So, and you know, so any thoughts on, so that was kind of what they focused on Teva. And then they kind of went around to the other one.
To remember that Christian all of a sudden became very interested in Slam Town.
Tell me who is the population of Slam Town? Tell me about how does one become a resident of Slam Town?
Yeah. Now, one thing I didn't understand, which is totally not related to gameplay at all, probably, but he asked John, the wrestler, how to apply for the position of comptroller. Now, was that like, was that a joke? Was that like, was he joking and saying, how do I, or I or was
I
there?
I think the only place that Christian would fit into Slam Town would be comptroller, or perhaps the night auditor.
Well, I wasn't clear on whether, you know, he had switched over to have a serious conversation, and John works for some company as a wrestler. I mean, so I didn't know if he was really seriously saying, hey, John, do you guys need a comptroller, or like what was going on there?
I think he was probably halfway serious. So.
I would gladly be corrected on this, but I think that must be John's professional wrestling shtick, is that he talks about taking his opponents to Slam Town when he's getting ready to put the hurt on them. So any talk of Slam Town is just silliness. So
Yeah, I know that, but then all of a sudden Christian sounds so serious when he's like, "How could I apply for this position?" He wasn't smiling. There wasn't. I don't know. It didn't look like he was joking, but whatever. So, I mean, so did you guys have any thoughts on, you know, how that tribe is going, how Christian is doing? Gabby, any thoughts?
Gabby is, anyway.
I want to like Gabby, but she's making it awfully hard. So
she's milquetoast.
Yeah. So I will say this about this particular tribe. I think they are a good combination, because I think that Gabby and Christian are both really smart and good at doing puzzles. And John and Dan are both really athletic. I don't know much about this. They haven't really focused much about the Allison person. Is she the doctor? I think she is. But anyway, they haven't really focused on her. So, but anyway, so, but, you know, I think that's a good combo, because they've got athletic And they've also got really good puzzle solvers. So they could, I mean, they could go a few weeks or more, well, however long this, I don't know how long they're going to stay three tribes, but they could go quite a while and be safe if they can always put the Gabby and Christian on puzzles and put the other ones on the athletic part. I think they could go pretty far and not have to vote anyone out of that tribe.
Now, Miss Bacon brings up a question in the chat room. She says, now, is Gabby more like Rockstar, Sam, or Haley from Big Brother? And I would say
really none of them, because she's just a Larkin said in the chat room, she's really just a nerdy, introverted person. She's just really smart and introverted.
So and cries.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the first episode we've seen her cry, but yes, she cries. I guess we've technically only seen Carl cry once, and now I call him a crier, so.
Right.
I guess that's okay. Yes, she's a crier, right? She's a nerdy crier, so there you go.
She's nothing like you, Miss Bacon.
And I do think that Christian is doing well, though. I mean, I think he was being charismatic, and even though it's kind of, like, awkward, his conversations are all very awkward. He really is trying hard.
Christian is awkward.
Yeah, he's awkward. And I think John actually kind of likes that, or likes, because John was saying that he feels awkward when he said he gets up on stage and he performs in these wrestling matches for all the people. But when he's not on stage, he kind of feels awkward himself. So I think he was kind of, you know, clicking a little bit with Christian.
John is one of those people who is an incredibly strong, buff, good-looking, athletic fella. But as opposed to all of the douchebags that we talked about during Big Brother, John is likable because he is approachable. He's willing to have conversations. So he's the kind of athletic guy that I enjoy seeing.
Well, you know why? Because he's older.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And I'm sorry, but I don't know. Maybe no one. I know I focused on this last week, but I'm really liking his butt and his package in that underwear that they got him wearing.
Chris, do you notice these things?
No, I don't. Okay. Not nearly as much as Adam does, anyway.
Right.
You guys need to have your gay card taken away. I mean,
how dare you,
Fatty? You have more sex than anybody I know, and you don't pay attention to someone's butt or their package.
I'm too busy having sex.
I mean, his butt on that special chair, that Thank would be a you. Thing of beauty.
Well, I would not turn down his butt visiting the special chair. Anyway, back to Survivor. Now, we've left, what's his name, over the crier over on
Carl.
Carl the crier.
Over on Exile Island, and all of a sudden, there's an invasion of coconuts.
Yep.
In the water.
Well,
he gets this clue. He arrives, and there's this clue that says there's an advantage in the game if you can find it, but it won't be there long because the tide is, you know, it comes and goes with the tide or something like
that. So he runs for the beach, and then he sees all of these coconuts floating in the water.
And then there's one that looks like it's been stitched up with a blue shoestring.
Yeah. So he did really good. He ran out there. He just grabbed every coconut he could find and threw them back on the beach. You know, threw them back. And I believe he picked up the one with the blue string and threw it on the beach and didn't realize when he was tossing and he didn't realize that it, you know, there was anything special about it. And then he starts looking and he sees a lot of them are even further out now. They've kind of all, the rest of them have floated out. And I don't know, he's feeling dejected there for a minute, but then he looks back on the beach and then you have that wah moment, you know, and there's the coconut with the blue string. And yes, it is
Chris,
an advantage.
Tell us what the advantage was.
The advantage was that he gets to nullify one of the other idols. So he can play the idol nullifier. And if somebody has an immunity idol that they've played to save themselves, this can remove that advantage. Correct?
That's correct.
It's another
after it's played.
Oh, okay. So that's the part I had forgotten about. So I'm glad you remembered that.
No, it's not after it's played.
Yes, it is.
That is incorrect. No, okay. No, that is incorrect. He has to, because he made a big deal about, well, I'll have to guess who's going to be using their immunity idol that night, but at least I have a shot at nullifying someone. He has to do it while he's voting.
He does have to do it while he's voting.
So while he's voting, and people,
there was something about writing on that piece of paper while he's voting. You're right.
So so it said while you're voting, you'll have the chance to use this, and people don't use the immunity idol till after the vote. It's after the vote, but before Jeff reads the results. And so so no, he won't know. So this is, I mean, this is the first time we've done this podcast, but this is another one of those scenarios. Like on Big Brother, where, yeah, I mean, it could be good, but you're still having to get, I mean, you still have to know in advance who's going to be using an idol, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I really think the only good move that, I really feel like the only good thing he could do with that is use it to gain loyalty or trust from other people. And if he's like in a group of people that are voting and they feel like someone has an immunity idol, he can kind of give that to them as a, hey, by the way, guys, you know, we're trying to flush out this immunity idol from this person. I have a nullify. Here's another thing we could do, you know, or whatever. So I think he could use it.
Don't make me use this.
Well, no, but I'm saying this might, in my opinion, this might be a case where it would be good to gain trust from people and say, hey, I've got this thing. You know, I could use it in, you know, this week or whatever.
I still disagree with telling anybody anything. I think you ought to keep your damn mouth shut.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like guessing is always, you may or may not get out of anything out of it, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know. Chris, what do you think about the...
I definitely think that when it comes to immunity idols, yeah, keep your damn mouth shut. Maybe there's a situation with the nullifier that I like your idea that you could use it as a strategic way to build an alliance, but I'd have to think that one through a little more.
I don't see how that works to your advantage.
Well, think about it. They always have these situations. Well, think about it again. they have these situations where they'll end up splitting the vote. Because they don't know who's got the immunity idol, right? So you could have a situation where, you know, where you use that as well. And it, I don't know, I feel like, you know, that could also be a help there. But if you, in order to do that, you'd have to tell people, hey, let's, you know,
Evan,
use
put
this
that one
also.
On your list also. Give us some scenarios how that would be beneficial because I don't have any. So anyway, all right. So we have elimination competition. I am elimination competition, and it's a
reward.
So I want to talk about one other thing before we get to that.
Okay, well, the floor is yours
because I think it'll come up next week. It's not pertinent as much this week, but I feel like we need to discuss it. So the purple team, who has Angelina, Natalie, Mike, Nick, and Lyrsa on it, we see a lot. We see a big, you know, couple of minute segment where Natalie, once again, is bossing everyone around.
Ah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, I think we need to clean the pot. But she says, Mike, go clean the pot. And then she's like, and you know what? It's going to be dark soon. We need a fire. Hey, and she's almost snapping her fingers. She's like, hey, Angelina, hey, Nick, help her. You guys, you know, start this fire. And then she's telling him, no, that stick's not going to work. You need to get this other stick. She's never moving. She is sitting there the whole time.
The only thing moving is her mouth.
Yes. She's not like, oh, here, let me get up and go pick up this stick and bring it to you. She's like pointing. She's like, oh, no, you need to get that one over there. You know, that one's the one that's going to work. You need to do this, you know. You need to do that. And so we see, you know, they make a point to show us all of that. And then you see Mike, who's the gay, what's he, a producer or writer or something like that.
Right. Screenwriter.
And he's off talking to Nick. And so Nick,
formerly of Mason Dixon.
Right. And so Nick suggests to him. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that, Fatty. But guess what? Nick, who was already a member of another alliance, air quotes, they're talking and he says, hey, Mike, I think you and I should have an alliance.
And what should we name it?
Yeah, what should we name it? You know,
that's clearly Nick's one trick. That's the only thing he knows how to do.
He must be a Big Brother. He must watch Big Brother. He must have gotten confused. He thought he was going to be on Big Brother. And, you know, they put him on Survivor, right?
Yeah.
And so, but they're talking about Natalie, and Mike says several, you know, Nick says, excuse me, I'm belching. Nick says,
I don't remember Nick saying that.
Well, no, I said that. So oh, okay. Nick is saying to Mike, hey, you know, I noticed that you guys might not be all happy with Natalie, you know, and I would be totally down with her being the first person to go from our tribe. And then Mike, several times on his little one-on-one with the camera, says, you know, I wouldn't mind Natalie being gone. I think it's time for her to go. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the next time they're, you know, they're on the tribal council, that they may vote Natalie out this time.
Except they've been leading into that since the very first episode. And when they had the chance, exactly they voted Jeremy off.
Right. That's exactly what they want you to think. So anyway.
Well, I'd vote her out. She's not doing shit. Yeah. She doesn't. She can't do any of the.
She is. She's running her mouth.
That's it. That's all she's doing is running her mouth. And she doesn't. It appears, I don't know if it's editing or not, but it appears she doesn't do anything but tell other people what to do.
Right.
She loses competitions for the team that she's on, you know, telling them she's good at puzzles and then not being able to figure out the freaking puzzle. You know, she's not athletic. I mean, you can tell that. So I don't know.
I'm surprised she wasn't the shouter on the on the competition.
By the way, Larkin has a very good point in the chat room. He says, let the screenwriter come up with the name for the alliance.
Right.
What name? The Rock Stars or Rock and Rollers? Or, I can't remember exactly.
Rock Stars or something.
Something like that. So,
well, how appropriate. Alex Lefebvre will like that name.
Yeah, he'll love that alliance.
Oh, I love that alliance. So, but we know he's not listening to this.
So then, Fatty, back to what you were saying, proceed.
So
we
had this competition, and I don't remember what was the prize. The reward was coffee and muffins and
a lot of carbohydrates.
Yes, and iced coffee and all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah, anyway. And immunity.
I mean, I will say it looked pretty good. If I were starving, I would really enjoy that.
You know,
brownies. There were brownies on there too.
I always wonder about the food for the winnings or whatever. You know, the reward for winning when it's food, because they're on an island out in the middle of nowhere, and if they've gotten this food from some restaurant at the nearby island, it's had to go on a boat and, like, you know, drive an hour or two.
They have to feed all the crew and everything. That all happens over at the Ponderosa.
So you think they have chefs or cooks or something that are cooking
absolutely
all that stuff?
Absolutely they do. Oh, okay. Absolutely they do.
See, I was thinking, because haven't they had one where they said it was from a restaurant or something at one point? And
well, there have
I
been,
thought,
there have been, oh, you get to visit the Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that. It was like I'm like, what Outback Steakhouse are they bringing this food from? We had it flown in from New York, you know, or whatever.
I'm sure they've gotten the prepackaged bloomin' onion and they drop it in the hot fat fryer. So Larkin says they have a crew of over 400.
Wow.
Maybe they probably have a restaurant for the crew. They probably
do.
Bring like a.
Sure they do.
So
why am I on this episode?
Tom and Terry would like to know who got the rose on this episode. Anyway, so we have the competition.
So they're on wheelbarrows.
They're blindfolded. Two people are blindfolded and they have to wheelbarrow a person through it's kind of like through the line, a queue line for a ride at Disney World.
Yep. And then at the end of it, after they get through that, they have a puzzle. Well, not a puzzle. It's like a
They have to undo a key,
right?
While they're up on a like a balancing beam or something like that, And then once they finish that, then they have to, I'm sorry. Are we keeping you up, Adam?
No.
He's yawning, y'all.
I muted myself. You didn't have to call attention to it.
Oh, okay. What did they have to do after they got the key? Who are you?
Christian. Chris.
It wasn't the key. They got the ball that they used to do the ball.
That's it.
The little, I don't know what
it is. Like a labyrinth.
Yes, and maneuver the ball into a little hole in the middle of the puzzle.
Right, and the two people that are doing the labyrinth are blindfolded also, and the one person that's being hauled in the wheelbarrow is telling the blindfolded people which way to go, and then they are yelling at the two people doing the giant labyrinth about how to move the ball around and all like that.
So I do want to point out here that on Teva, which is the green team, Gabby was the one calling out the instructions for the two that were actually maneuvering the ball into the hole. And I thought she did a really good job it seemed that she was doing a very good job maneuvering them and getting the ball into the hole. And it turned out that the green team, I believe they were the first one to complete it and win immunity. And I think that'll be, that was another kind of a good sign to me that team is going to work well together. And,
yes.
You know, they put Gabby in the perfect spot. Yeah. And she wasn't crying. And, you know, they put the athletic people at the beginning part where they were, you know, maneuvering through the maze on the wheelbarrow or whatever. And they put Gabby as the communicator, which I thought was, and she got to see the puzzle and, you know, whatever. So they were the first ones. And then the other team that won immunity was the purple team. And that was, you know, again, Angelina, Natalie, Mike, Nick, and Lyrsa. And I actually don't remember who was doing what in that one.
Natalie was one of the ones just
doing the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, driving the wheelbarrow because she nearly wrecked them on that. Because what am I doing?
She did not like having somebody else bark orders to her.
No, she did not.
But they made it through anyway. And, I didn't really think anyone played especially well, but they just happened to get their ball in the hole just a little bit before.
Thank you.
The orange team, which is Vuku.
Okay.
So then Vuku was the one on the chopping block this week. So again, just to remind everyone, that's, Kara, Alec, Davey, Elizabeth, and Talia.
Is Alec the one you like so much, Adam?
Well, Alec is the cute one.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I like him. Like, I think he's a good player.
He's the bartender.
I like him. He's really attractive. I mean, I'll say that. So we go back to the orange tribe. We didn't see any more of green or purple. They didn't show any more shots of them. We go back to the orange tribe. And we have a lot of conversation between.
Wait a minute, did we not see them eating brownies or anything at one point?
No, they didn't show. I don't think they showed anything of the other two. They were once the competition was over, it was all orange tribe for the last 15 minutes or whatever.
Okay.
So then you know you have a lot of interesting conversations where basically. Natalia and Kara are kind of walking around, and Natalia's
Kara and what's the lesbian girl's name?
Elizabeth.
They kind of hit it off.
Yeah, they did.
Because they're both equestrian.
Well,
yeah, they're both horse people.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. We moved on, but in the little before the immunity challenge. They spent a little bit of time at each tribe, and we didn't really talk about the orange tribe. But yes, when they were getting to know each other, Elizabeth made it a point to talk about horses and all this stuff. And we find out that Natalia had also done some horse competition, side saddle or something. I don't know. And apparently Elizabeth, you know, had done that as well. And so Kara was feeling a little bit left out, like, you know, oh my God, you know, Elizabeth and Natalia are kind of making a connection here. And they have a little conversation between Kara and Natalia where she's like, no, I just want to make friends. We're still Goliath strong and we're going to vote out, you know, one of the Davids. And so I don't know, Larkin's saying something about the producers took away all the money Alec earned playing Survivor because he broke NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement.
But we don't know.
Well, they all get a stipend.
Okay.
For being on the show.
So. No spoilers, Larkin. We don't do that on this show. That's because we can't, and I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I don't need to have Alec on here to tell us who won.
Okay.
Anyway, we had that conversation, but then after they lost, then Davey went up to Kara and Natalia, and he was saying, Natalia, Elizabeth wants you out. You know, she wants you out first. She's been telling everyone, yada, yada, yada. And he's trying to, like, put a wedge in there to get them to vote out Elizabeth. And so Natalia is just fuming. She's like, oh, my God, we've got to. And she's going around to everybody in the tribe. We're voting out Elizabeth, right? We're voting out Elizabeth, right? And then Elizabeth on the side is kind of talking with Alec. And she's saying, you know, you really want to make a big move.
Right.
And, you know, I think if you want to make a big move, maybe Elizabeth really does want Natalia out. I'm not clear on that. But anyway, she's talking to Alec about, hey, you know, who might you want to vote out? And he said, well, maybe Natalia. And, you know, she's like, well, I think that would be
kind of being bitchy, too.
Right. Though. And there's even an aside with Alec where he's saying she's being so bossy. It's almost like Natalie and Natalia, both of the
right,
are both being, you know, bossy folks. And so he's like, well, man, she is really being annoying and bossy. And anyway, so, you know, he's like, well, I guess I'm going to have to wait like they always do. He's like, well, that's going to be a big decision, but I'm not going to make it until I get to tribal. And so then we get to tribal. And, you know, Jeff, of course, is poking at everybody with his questions.
Now, let me ask this question. did the person that was voted out, did you expect that person to be voted out?
No.
Adam?
Well, I thought that there was a chance.
Oh, yeah, well,
I thought
the chance was created by production, though. I thought it was the editing that gave you the idea that there would be a chance.
Well, sure, but I mean, that's always the case, right? I mean, they're always editing with a certain goal in mind, but I'm just saying, you know, based on what I had seen, I thought that there was a good chance that that person might be, well, we might as well just say, I thought that Natalia might be voted out.
Okay.
But that
would require a flip.
It would require a flip, but based on what, you know, Alec was saying. So anyway, it was interesting. You know, they're having their back and forth talk and whatever. And Natalia's like, oh, I love Survivor. And if I go out tonight, I'm going to be happy because I'm burning out in a blaze of glory, you know, or whatever. And she doesn't even think she's going home tonight.
No, absolutely not.
But she's like, I would be happy because Jeff was like, you know, nowadays Survivor players really want to go out with guns blazing. They don't want to just fade away. So they want to make big moves. But, you know, at this point, she's pretty sure she's going to be staying there. And all of a sudden, Alec gets up and whispers into Elizabeth's ear.
Which I was, what? What's going on? What? What's happening? What?
Yeah. And by the way, Carl has come back from Exile Island, and he's watching all this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and so Natalia is like, this is not good. This is not good. Well, what I want to know right now what you guys are talking about. You know, I want to know right now. And Jeff's like, well, what do you think that means? And she said, well, it's not good. We have a plan, and, you know, him talking to her is not part of the plan. And, you know, and Kara looks like a deer in headlights. You know, she doesn't know what's going on.
Then Alec whispers in Kara's ear, And then the other guy got involved. Everybody's been whispered at except for Natalia.
No, except Davey.
Oh, except Davey. That's right.
Yeah, because Natalia. So basically, Alec told, we did hear what Alec told Kara. And he told her, don't worry. I was just trying to make Elizabeth feel good. The plan's still the same. That's what he whispered to her. And then she whispered to Natalia, hey, everything's fine. He was just, you know, making Elizabeth feel good. But Natalia wasn't, she didn't believe that. She was still worried.
Right. And then Davey's worried because he's the only one that doesn't get whispered.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know what's going on, but I hope it's good for me. Basically what he says.
Well, and because he kind of threw Elizabeth under the bus at tribal council, so she threw him under the bus too.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. Yeah. So then they go vote. And
was the vote 3-2?
No, it was 3-1-1.
Yeah, it was 3-1-1, and I was kind of it was kind of interesting because Kara and Natalia voted for one of them voted for, so Natalia voted for Elizabeth, and Kara voted for Davey.
Okay. Yeah, so that confused me. It was almost like they didn't have a consistent plan, or I don't know if that meant that Kara got rattled at the end. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah, I was telling Mark, I'm like, why did they not vote together? That seems really, that, you know, they were obviously playing together. Kara, you know, was playing with Natalia.
Now, who voted for Elizabeth?
Natalia.
Natalia voted for Elizabeth.
Well, maybe the plan was for everybody to vote for Davey. And then when Elizabeth got whispered at, she goes, well, I'm voting for her now, you know.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. We didn't, you know, that was pretty much the end of the episode. The only thing they showed us was, you know, how people voted. But anyway, so then Jeff comes back out, reads the votes, and Natalia gets sent home. And she's, what?
She's furious.
She is so mad. She is like, she's like, I don't know. Why are you grinning? She's talking to Alec. Like, why are you smiling? And Alec,
where do I stick this? Where do I stick this? where do I stick this thing? You know,
yeah. And she's like, I cannot believe we were blah, blah, blah. And Alec's like, it's just a game. And he's grinning. Yeah. And she is so mad. Yeah. She's like, I can't even look at you right now. And she like, Jeff doesn't even get a chance to say, you know, the tribe has spoken. I don't think he even says that. She just like walks out, you know, down the path.
Well, if he did say it, it was drowned out by her bitching.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And she bitched all the way down the path.
Yeah, and Kara was just had this shocked look on her face, like what the hell happened? Uh-huh. And you know, and Elizabeth and Davey are both happy, and Alec is happy because now he feels like he's made a big move.
Alec has made a big move, and Carl is just kind of sitting there going, what the fuck is that all that just happened?
So I want to ask both of you, so do you think it was a good move for Alec to make this early, knowing that Carl's coming? Well, knowing that Carl's coming in, and he's a David, and so, you know, that takes away a Goliath number. So do you think that was a good move, Fatty?
I do, because Carl is that gives you three strong men on that tribe now. And there's, as we said, you know, one of the other tribes is much weaker. And so it's not a problem until you have to go back to tribal council again. And I mean, obviously, the other girl from Goliath, whose name I don't remember, on that tribe. I mean, she's
Kara.
She's Kara. Kara's the one that's
well, yeah, but okay, but
on the hot seat. So He ain't going anywhere for the next time they go to the Trump
well. Now, you don't know. You don't know that for sure because
oh, right.
I mean, think about it. So. Now I'm not. I don't know that I disagree with you, but just to play devil's advocate here, and Larkin makes a good point. Big moves before the merger don't really help out in the long run because only the people on that tribe kind of know what happened. Also, if all of Goliath was saying we're going to stay Goliath strong through this, you know, split up, and then they come back and they're like, oh, guess what? I'm Alec. Totally ditched the whole Goliath strong thing first time around. I mean, first time to tribal and he voted out another Goliath. If the other Goliath teams stay strong, they could want to get Alec out because he's gone with David.
However, I think the next, I'm going to say the next 3 weeks, you're going to have Goliath going home.
Maybe so.
Natalie, certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
So the other thing to consider is with Carl on there, you've got Carl, Elizabeth, and Davey are all David. Mm-hmm. So if they should have to go to tribal again, they may or may not want to stick with Alec, depending on who they think is the better person to send home.
I think they'll thank him for doing what he did. By not voting him out.
And you're probably right. But I mean, that's just kind of the flip side of the coin. There is some risk there. I mean, there's definitely risk.
But you know what? It's just a game.
It is just a game. So, Chris, what did you... I mean, did you think it was a good move as well?
I mean, time will tell. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, I thought it was ballsy. I got to give Alec credit for it. And the thing I was going to ask you guys... When, you know, before they went to tribal council, they had the confessional interview with Alec, and he says, I'm not going to know what I'm going to do until I get to tribal council. Normally, I would think that's a bunch of BS. You know, he's just saying that. Of course, he knows what he's going to do. But once he did the whisper to Elizabeth, do you really think that was an on-the-fly, off-the-cuff decision in the moment that he didn't know until that moment?
I do.
Yeah.
It seemed to me that was because he had had a conversation with Davey also that we didn't really talk about where he said, Davey said, hey, give me, look at me or something during,
oh, I forgot that part.
During tribal, if you want, if you want me to switch who I'm voting for, Davey had talked about it being between Elizabeth or Natalia. And Davey said, well, I will vote however you want to vote. I'll vote Elizabeth out. I'll vote Natalia out. Whatever you want to do, as long as it's not me, basically. And you did see he kind of looked over at Davey.
Uh-huh.
And whispered in Elizabeth's ear kind of right at the same time. So It seemed to me like he may. And it was right after Natalia had kind of given her speech about playing hard. And I thought maybe that was what kind of pushed him over the edge. Like... You know, well, let's get you out. You're going to be a big player, you know.
Okay.
So
it was very thrilling to watch. It was a good episode.
I was delighted, delighted with the blonde side.
And he got blood on his hands. So, you know, there we go.
He got
right. So.
All right. Well, that was the end of the episode. Any final thoughts from either of you?
I don't remember. I think next time on Survivor, we've got more rain coming back in again or something.
Christian makes a comment about the rain being Goliath, and they're all Davids now.
Okay.
So. Oh, lovely. If you have a moment, I have a little clip from this episode I'd like to play for Adam.
Oh, sure.
Evan?
It's been a tough 10 days. B, your knee is wrapped and you're limping. What's going on with you?
Did you hear that? I don't know if you could hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff called her B.
Jeff Probe said, B, your knee is wrapped.
I want a clip of her saying her own name. Because she'll say, hi, my name is, when she's introducing herself to various people on the island. I could still be right. Maybe Jeff was mispronouncing it. How do you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There are so many people.
So tonight's episode has been the Hooked on Phonics episode of Survivor's Ready.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap us up. Fatty, you didn't have anything else, right?
No, I'm looking forward to this week's episode. I think it's a great season so far.
Yeah, so far it is.
So, anyway.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for joining us. And
good to see you guys.
Oh, by the way.
Yes, good to see you too.
I don't know. I'm telling everyone. Okay, this is going to be the last episode that I release on both feeds. So go over to SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com to subscribe to the new feed. Oh, bye, yeah. Everybody.
Bye. Oh, he waved, y'all. The audio podcast, he waved.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.